The emotional saga in Tasmania over the Gunns Timber Company took an unusual turn today. The company sold one of its woodchip mills, but the new owners say they don't plan to run the mill for woodchipping for long. Instead, they want to turn it into a tourism development, as Felicity Ogilvy reports.
The two entrepreneurs who've bought a woodchip mill from Gunns are the founder of Kathmandu, Jan Cameron, and the creator of What If, Graham Wood. Ms Cameron has told ABC News that they're paying $10 million for the mill and the contracts were signed this morning.
We've finally got our offer over the line with Gunns and supposedly settling on Friday.
A spokesman from Gunns has confirmed that the company has been in negotiations with the new owners. The pair have previously said they will turn the mill into a tourism development. But Ms Cameron says the mill will remain open for a transition period.
We're going to be guided by what comes out of the forest talks, and we've agreed to operate the mill during that transition period. Most likely we'll tender the mill out to an operator for this period, because obviously we have no experience in running woodchip mills, so that's probably going to be the process.
Politicians and members of the timber industry have been warning that the industry will collapse if the Tribunna woodchip mill closes. Barry Chipman from Timber Communities Australia has told ABC local radio in Hobart that the workers are in shock.
Timber families, not just in Tribunna, but right throughout southern Tassie, and well, Tasmania for that, was, you know, looking with a great deal of expectation and hope that the mill would be able to continue as an important part of our forest industry and utilising, adding value to sawmill residues and so forth. But yes, I think the mayor's reaction of a stunned mullet at this point in time perhaps reflects our view. It's a bit numbing.
But the Wilderness Society is celebrating at the prospect of the mill eventually closing. Vicar Bailey is the state spokesman.
We don't shy away from the fact that we want to see our fantastic forests in Tasmania protected for all the values they hold, and a transition now, a transition out of commodity logging out of the rest of the native forest. So if this mill is operated in the context of that transition, then, you know, I think that's something that the owners appear to be willing to do. But if it was actually going to perpetuate ongoing logging of old growth and high conservation value forests, well, then that's absolutely something we wouldn't support.
But the woodchip mill will have to remain operating for the Forest Peace Deal to work. The deal, to protect more than 400,000 hectares of native forests, is contingent on the Tribunna mill continuing. Where that deal sits now is unclear, because the mill has been sold to people who've said in the past they eventually want to shut it down.
Felicity Ogilvy reporting.